DW News.
I'm Eunice Wanjiro with the DW News. Russian investigators have linked to terrorism a series of deadly shootings in Russia's southern Dagestan region. At least 20 people were killed during the attacks in the cities of Makhachkala and Derbent. Gunmen targeted a synagogue, two Orthodox churches, and a police traffic post. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the killings, but the attacks have sparked renewed fears over a resurgence in Islamist violence across the region. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has signaled that Israel's intense military operations against Hamas in Gaza are winding down. But Netanyahu maintains the fighting won't stop until the group behind the October 7 terror attacks no longer controls the Gaza Strip.
After the intense phase is finished, we will have the possibility to move part of the forces north, and we will do this, first and foremost for defensive purposes, and secondly to bring our evacuated residents home. If we can, we will do this diplomatically. If not, we'll do it another way. But we will bring all the residents home from both the north and the south.
This news comes to you from DW, Germany's international broadcaster. One person died and dozens were injured during a stampede at an election rally for Rwanda's President Paul Kagame. 37 others were injured. Kagame's Rwanda Patriotic Front Party said it was deeply saddened and sent its condolences to the deceased's family. President Kagame has been Rwanda's de facto ruler since the end of the 1994 genocide, which claimed some 800,000 lives, mostly Tutsi, but also moderate Hutus. The first Kenyan police officers assigned to a mission to tackle rampant gang violence in Haiti are to leave Kenya on June 25th. Kenya volunteered last July to stabilize Haiti alongside personnel from several other countries. The deployment has been repeatedly delayed by court challenges at home and a deterioration of security in Haiti. And finally, fire officials in South Korea say at least 22 people have been killed in a blaze at a lithium battery factory just south of the capital, Seoul. Several people are still missing. The cause of the fire, which has now been controlled, is yet to be established. And that's the news. I'm Eunice Wanjiro.